tonight. Praise the Lord.
Oh, you're worthy, Lord.
Praise
worthy,
the Lord.
Lord. You're worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
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 Got to be looking in the book of Deuteronomy if you want to turn there again with me again tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Appreciate the good spirit of the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I'll just read to you a few of the verses here of this chapter. And we won't read the whole chapter to you, but tonight we may take the opportunity to look back over some of this chapter as we read to you. Amen. But in Deuteronomy chapter 6, if you look at verse 20, and when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt. Notice that? We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt.
Amen.
And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Do you remember the day the Lord saved you?
Amen.
Now, keep your Bible, okay? Don't shut your Bible. Remember the day the Lord saved you?
Amen.
When he brought you up, when you were in bondage, but he brought you out.
Amen.
Remember how it happened?
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Did God do it with a mighty hand? Do you remember the powerful deliverance of God that you experienced in your life when you got saved?
Right.
How that God totally delivered you. Amen. And worked in your life. A mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our God always, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is at this day.
Yes.
It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Yes.
My, I love that, but if there's one verse I want you to look at real closely with me. Verse 23. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in.
Amen.
Amen. He brought us out that he might bring us in.
Amen. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Wow, what a wonderful statement. He brought us out that he might bring us in.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Remember that old song? Man, I'm going to show my age here, okay? I'm going to show my age. And I'm sure I never heard it when it first came out. Surely not. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. How many remember that song? Few of the young people do. Man, they've heard their mom and dad's playing it probably. Man, he didn't bring us this far to leave us. Man, he didn't bring you out not to bring you in. Right?
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. He brought us out that he might bring us in.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. This weekend, I've just kind of been looking at these chapters, and last night I told you we need to remember what God has done. It's time to look back and remember the good things that God's done in our life. Remember where God's brought us from. Remember the rock from which you are hewn. Remember how God brought you out. Remember this, all right? Man, look back and remember how the Lord delivered you. How he set you free. How he changed your life. Look back and see the glorious delivering power of God. Amen. The mighty hand of God in your life. Hallelujah. A mighty hand upon you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now let me tell you, I don't care who you are and how far, if you were way out in sin or if you was just an itty-bitty sinner. I don't care, amen, what your life was like. If you was raised in the church house or raised in a bar room, it don't matter. When God delivered you and brought you out, he did it with a mighty hand. Amen. Because he had to break the chains of sin. He had to break the hold of Satan upon your life. He had to do it in a mighty way. Hallelujah. He brought us out. Praise God that he brought us out. Man, we need to remember what God's done in our life. We need to remember, it don't hurt for us to look back to the day when God saved us. And but we don't have to look back that far to see how God has been working in our life. Amen. We don't have to look back that far. And we can see the good hand of God. Not only did he bring us out of Egypt, but he brought them through a Red Sea. Drowned the host of the enemy. Right? Amen. He gave them water when they were thirsty. He gave them food when they were hungry. He gave them victory when it looked like sure defeat. Amen. He brought them out. And that's the way God has worked in our life. Amen. I look back and I see that God has continually brought us out. God has continually worked in our life. Thank God that he has never forsaken us. Amen. When I was thirsty, amen, he gave me water to drink. Amen. When I was hungry and my soul was perishing, amen, he fed me. Praise God. God's been good. Amen. When it looked like I was surely defeated, amen, the Lord gave me victory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look what God's done. Look what God has done. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look what God's done in your church. Look what God's done in your family. Look what God's done in your own life. Look what God's done for your children. Look what God has done for your grandchildren. Just look around. Take a moment and remember what God has done. Amen. When the children say, Lord, why do we serve God? Why do we live like this? Why do we have to go to church? Why do we have to live like this? You just tell them, amen, God brought us out. God brought us out. Amen. Tell them where God brought you from. Don't be afraid to tell them, I was enslaved to sin. Don't be afraid to tell them, amen, of the bondage that you are in of sin. Amen, but oh, don't forget to tell them how God brought you out with a mighty hand.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. They said signs and wonders God did in our life. Signs and wonders, not a mighty God. Praise the Lord. God's done some marvelous things. Marvelous things in our life. God's not done yet. Man, remember what God has done. Remember what God has done. Then, man, this morning I tried to tell you, amen, rejoice in what God is doing. Right now, today. Rejoice in what God is doing. God is still working in your life. Amen, he brought you out, but God is, he didn't just bring you out and throw you out there. He's not sitting there with his arms crossed, just watching you, watching to see if you're going to fall or fail. Amen. God is involved and he's working in your life right now. Amen. You ought to rejoice in what God is doing. Amen. You ought to be able to give God praise for what he's doing in your life. Be thankful for what God is doing. Amen. Every morning they woke up and guess what? God had manna for them to eat. Amen. Oh, God is a faithful God. And I don't care who you are. If you're serving the Lord, you're going to find him to be faithful. Amen. His mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. He brought us out. He brought us out, but he's going with us. He brought us out, but he's going with us. He is with you today. He's with you right now. He's with you. Hallelujah. The children of Israel. Man, if they had a doubt whether God was with them, if they ever doubted, you know, sometimes they did. Sometimes they did. Sometimes they doubted. What, Moses? He brought us out of Egypt to die here in this wilderness? Moses, you brought us out and we're going to die right here on the shore of the Red Sea? Amen, but what they forgot is it wasn't Moses that brought them out. Amen. It wasn't the preacher that brought you out. Amen. It was God that brought you out. Amen. And it's God that goes with you. Amen. And he'll be with you at the Red Sea. Amen. He'll bring you through every trial. He'll bring you through the hardship. God is working now in your life. It's what God's doing right now. What God is doing right now. Rejoice. Rejoice in what God is doing. Rejoice in it. Hallelujah. I kind of told you this morning, and I'm going to say it again tonight. Hey, man, you know, sometimes it bothers me because we can't see what God is doing. Are we really that blind? Are we just so caught up in ourselves that we don't even see it? Have we got our eyes set on something else that we don't even see what God is doing? Do we not even see what God is doing right here in Bethel Chapel? Can we not see what God is doing right here? Amen. Praise the Lord. Man, I've told you about the book of Acts this morning. I'm getting to tonight's sermon in just a minute, all right? Okay. I got to do this because some of you weren't here Saturday night. A lot of you weren't here. Most of you weren't here Saturday night. I got to do this because a lot of you weren't in here this morning. Okay? And I've got to do it because those some of you that were here Saturday night and Sunday morning, you still didn't get it. So we just, you know. In the book of Acts, and they are here, the church, 3,000 saved. 5,000 saved. Whoop, whoop, right? Such as should be saved. The Lord added to the church daily. You read that in the scripture? You read that in the book of Acts? And then all of a sudden, boom, I ain't getting my stuff delivered to me. They forgot about me. Nobody cares about little old me anymore. I'm not getting, it's not like it used to be when the church was small. Oh, if we could go back to 120. Oh, it's not like when we had 120. Brother Dave would come by and he would sit and drink coffee and talk to me all day long. Yeah. Oh, back when we were just that little group meeting up in the upper room. There on Jerusalem Street. Oh, let me tell you, we had such a good thing going then. But now all these people getting saved. They've just messed up everything. Really? Hey, man, can we not see what God is doing? Hey, man, come on, look and see. Hey, man, that God is getting ready to do something great. Hey, man, God is going to save souls. God is reaching out to lives and hearts. Hallelujah. Praise God. Rejoice in what God is doing.
Rejoice in the fact, amen, that God is bringing souls to Bethel Chapel. Rejoice in it, church. Amen. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get blinded. But rejoice in what God is doing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you know, amen, that the buses brought in over 3,000 people this year? Bethel Chapel, not 3,000 different individuals, but you combine all the Sundays, over 3,000 people came to Bethel Chapel because of a bus. Yeah, that's right, man. Isn't that awesome? Hey, man, isn't that awesome? What's God doing? What is God doing? Hey, man, I'm thankful for every one of them. I'm thankful for everyone. Hey, man, isn't it great to see some of those adults that's gotten saved? Hey, man, it thrills my heart every Sunday morning look back there and see Alvin sitting on the back seat. Hey, man, it's not easy for him to even get on a bus to come to church, but he's here every Sunday. Praise God. It thrills my heart. God's good. Amen. Let's rejoice in what God is doing. Rejoice in what God is doing. Amen. It thrills my heart to see Crystal and Dawn. Amen. And Ella here every Sunday. Amen. To be in the house of the Lord. Amen. You know what? Amen. God is reaching. Amen. God is saving. Rejoice in what God is doing. I think if we're not careful, if we don't rejoice in what God is doing, God will stop doing. Amen. I want to rejoice in what the Lord is doing. I want to give Him praise for what He's done in my life. I want to thank the Lord. Amen. For every soul that every prays in an altar at Bethel Chapel, I want to say thank you, Lord, that they prayed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Rejoice in what God is doing. Amen. But for tonight, amen, we need to get ready to receive what God is getting ready to do. We need to get ready to receive what God is getting ready to do. He brought us out. He's going with us. But He brought us out to bring us in. Oh, hallelujah. He brought us out to bring us in. He did not bring them out of Egypt to let them die in a wilderness. He didn't bring them out of Egypt, amen, to let them wander around aimlessly in the wilderness with no hope of tomorrow, with no future, with no destination. Amen. God gave them and had a plan for them. God wanted to bless them mightily. Amen. Read Deuteronomy chapter 6. He says, guess what? He said, I'm going to bring you into a land that flows with milk and honey. Amen. I didn't bring you out of Egypt to leave you in a wilderness, but I've got something better for you. Amen. I've got something waiting for you. Amen. If you're ready to receive it, amen, I'm ready to give it to you. Hallelujah. He said, I've got something for you. I've got a land flowing with milk and honey. He said, I've got cities and buildings for you to live in that you did not build. Amen. I've got houses for you to dwell in. Amen. That you didn't build. Amen. God's got some good things waiting for His people. God wants to do something. He said, I've got houses that have things inside of them that's waiting for you that you didn't buy and you didn't build, but it's there for you. Hallelujah. He said, I've got vineyards for you that you didn't plant. I've got olive gardens there, amen, that you didn't plant. Amen. And I'm going to give it all to you. God brought you out so He could bring you in. Hallelujah. He didn't just bring you out, amen, to put another mark on the board and say, well, there's another soul saved. Amen. But I believe that God wants to bring you into something glorious and something marvelous, amen, in this upcoming year. Hallelujah. How many of you over the last few months just had a feeling of discouragement come over you about the future? Right? Just, oh, the tax on the church, the tax on religious liberties. It's kind of like, oh. Have you felt that? I kind of felt that way. And I felt like the Lord convicted me. That, you know what, David? Man, don't you think I know what's going on? Don't you think I can have revival in every circumstance, in every situation? Don't you think that I can bring revival even when there's persecution? Don't you think I can bring revival and I can do something? Amen. Even though, amen, governments may be against me, don't you think that I can still do it? Amen. And I got convicted. I believe that God can still bring revival. Amen. In 2013, I believe that God can do it. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm not ready to close my Bible yet. I'm not ready to close the doors of the church yet. I'm not ready to shut the lights off. I'm not ready to sell the building just yet. I'm not ready to shutter up the buses and put them on blocks out back and live in them. I'm not ready to do that. Amen. I'm still ready to do something for God because I believe that God can do it. Amen. We got to get ourselves in a position, get in a position to receive what God is getting ready to do. Man, God said, I've got all these things for you. I brought you out. Man, I want to bring you in. But you got to get in the right position. You know what that was? You got to keep my commandments. Got to keep my statutes. You need to be righteous. You got to live right. You're going to have to be obedient to God. You're going to have to serve the Lord. You're going to have to walk away from idols. Amen. You're going to have to follow after God wholly. And if you do that, amen, then God's going to bring you in. Hallelujah. Trust the Lord. Be true to God. Amen. Believe in Him. Have faith in Him. Amen. Position yourself, amen, for God to do something in your life. Position yourself right here. Amen. Children of Israel, God wanted to bring them in. So he brought them right up to the door. And guess what? They said, we can't do it. They're too big. They're too tall. They're too many. That's right. They didn't believe. They didn't believe. And guess what? God said, all right. Turn around, wander in the wilderness. And a whole generation of unbelievers had to die off in a wilderness. Amen, because they didn't want to go into what God had for them. Amen, get yourself in a position to receive what God wants to do. Amen, get yourself in a position because God brought you out. Amen, that He might bring you in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, you got to have yourself in the right position, but you got to have the right purpose. Yeah. Got to have the right purpose. Right. Why are we doing this? Yeah. Why are we here tonight? Right. Why are we here? Because we love manna. No. We're here because we believe that God is going to bring us into something. Yeah. Amen. We believe that there is something greater waiting ahead of us. Amen, I don't believe that the best days are behind us. Amen, I don't believe the best days are behind us. I don't believe in the old glory days. Amen, I know those days were wonderful, but I believe, amen, that God has got something ahead of us. Amen, I don't want to just maintain what God has done. Amen, but I think it's time to move forward for the church. Amen, and realize that God has a purpose for Bethel Chapel being right here, right now, in this day, in this generation, for God to work in our life. Hallelujah, there's a purpose. There's a purpose for us being here. Man, God's not done with us. Man, He brought us out that He might bring us in. And I believe that God wants to bring you in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, He brought you out of sin. Brought you out of sin that He might bring you into His Spirit. Amen, He brought you out of sin. Amen, that He might bring you into the glories of God. He brought you out of a life of sin. Amen, that He might deliver your soul and give you victory in your heart. Hallelujah. Man, I don't know. What's your 2012 been like? Well, Brother David, it's been a lot of trials. Seems like I've had a lot of trials in 2012. What's your 2012 been like? Well, man, my 2012 seems like it's been one setback after another. One setback after another. And what's your 2012 been like? My 2012 has been just a drought spiritually. Been so dry. Man, I've just been so dry. What's your 2012 been like? Ask yourself, what's your 2012 been like? Amen. But has God brought you out? Amen. Is God getting ready to bring you into something? Amen. If you've been in a trial, amen, I believe that God can bring you out of a trial and bring you into triumph. Amen. If you've been in a series of setbacks, I believe that God can bring you out of the setback and bring you into success. Amen. To bring you into favor. I believe that God can take you out of the drought. Amen. Into the downpour. Amen. I believe that God can bring revival. Amen. In 2013. Amen. He brought you out. Then he might bring you in. Hallelujah. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. He didn't teach you to swim to let you drown. He didn't build his home in us to move away. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. Hallelujah. He didn't pick us up to let us down. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know God is still got something he wants to do in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. He brought you out. He brought you out that he might bring you in. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Brother David, it seems like there's been more people backsliding than getting saved. Man, he didn't bring you out to let you die in the wilderness. He didn't bring you out so that your carcass, amen, litters the floor of the desert. He didn't bring you out that you would die off with all the unbelievers. Amen. But he brought you out that he might bring you in. Tell me, don't you think that that's kind of what Joshua, Caleb believed? Amen. We are well able. Yeah, I know the walls are big, but we're able. I know they're tall, but I know that God is able. Lord, give me that mountain. Give me that mountain, Lord. Amen. He brought you out that he might bring you in. And in 2013, amen, I'd like to see the Lord bring us in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stand with me if you would. Praise the Lord. How many of you have already said, oh, I hope 2013 is better than 2012 was.
Hallelujah.
How many of you already said that?
Hallelujah. Right. Oh, have your way, Lord.
How many has already said, oh, I hope next year is better than this year? Yeah. I can't take another year like this one. I can't take it. Oh, but I believe that God wants to do something in your life.
Yes, he does.
Wants to do something in your heart.
Yes, he does.
He didn't bring you out just to leave you.
Right.
But he brought you out that he might bring you in.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah. I believe that God has a revival waiting for us. I believe that God has victory waiting for us. Amen. I believe that God has something that he wants to bring you out of tonight. Amen. Get yourself in position. Get yourself ready to receive what God is getting ready to do. Hallelujah. Don't be on the sideline looking on. Oh, but let's say, Lord, God, put me in a place, God, that I can receive what you want to do in my life right now. Amen. Church, I want every one of you to come if you would. Amen. Let's come to the altar. Let's come and let's ask God, Lord, I'm looking forward to, Lord God, what you're going to do in my life. God, I'm looking forward, Lord God, to what you're going to accomplish in my life. Lord, I believe, God, that you're going to do something marvelous. Lord, I believe you brought me out, that you might bring me in.
Take me up.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Take me up, Lord. Take me up. Take me up.
Hallelujah.
I've been walking round the mountain, looking up long enough. I want to go up. Oh, I want to go up. Lord, take me up. Looking up long enough, I wanna go.